Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 17, the Supreme Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. We'll read the summary of the chapter and then the first verse. As explained in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very pleased by the Payavrata ceremony performed by Aditi, appeared before her in full opulence. At her request, the Lord agreed to become her son. After Aditi performed the Payavrata ceremony for 12 continuous days, the Lord, who was certainly very pleased with her, appeared before her with four hands and dressed in yellow garments. As soon as Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead present before her, she immediately got up, and with great ecstatic love for the Lord, she fell to the ground to offer respectful obeisances. Aditi's throat was choked because of ecstatic feelings, and her entire body trembled with devotion. Although she wanted to offer suitable prayers to the Lord, she could not do anything, and thus she remained silent for some time. Then, feeling solace, observing the beauty of the Lord, she offered her prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of all living entities, was very pleased with her, and he agreed to become her son by incarnating as a plenary expansion. He was very pleased by Kasapa Muni's austerities, and thus he agreed to become their son and maintain the demigods. After giving his word of honor to this effect, the Lord disappeared. Following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi engaged in the service of Kasapa Muni, who could see by samadhi that the Lord was within him, and who was thus placed as semen in the womb of Aditi. Lord Brahma, who is known as Hiranyagarbha, understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered Aditi's womb, thus he offered prayers to the Lord. Text 1. Shri Shukavacha Ityukta Saditi Rajan Swabhatra Kashyapena Vai Anva Tishtad Vratam Idam Dwadashaham Atandrita Shri Shukavacha Ityukta Sarati Rajan Sabhatra Kashyapena Vai Anva Tishtad Vratam Idam Dwada Saham Atandrita. Shri Shugavacha Rajan Anatishtadvatamidam Dwadasahamatandrita Shishuguvacha Tasadati Rajan Vatra Kasapena Vai Itaishtadvitamidam Varasamatandrita. Ladies. Shri Shukavacha. Da Sarati Rajan. Shishukavacha, Shishukadeva Goswami said, Iti, thus, Yukta, being advised, Sa, that lady, Aditi, Aditi, Rajan, O King, Swabhadra by her husband, Kashyapena, Kashyapa Muni. Vai, indeed, Anu, similarly, Atishta, executed, Ratam Idam, this Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Dwarasa Aham, for 12 days, Atandrita, without any laziness. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband Kashyapa Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness, and this way performed the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Purport. For advancing in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of the teacher. Aditi did this, she strictly followed the instructions of her husband and guru. As confirmed in the Vedic injunctions, yasya deve para bhaktira tata deve tata guru, one should have complete faith in the guru, who helps the disciple make progress in spiritual life. As soon as the disciple thinks independently, not caring for the instructions of the spiritual master, he is a failure. Yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. Aditi very strictly followed the instructions of her husband and spiritual master, thus she was successful. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband, Kashyapa Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness, and this way performed the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Purusai Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatunde Ve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskyatyade Siddharane. As we know, or as it says in the Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 34, the secret of success in spiritual life is satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master. One must serve the spiritual master like humble servant with all humility. That's the line before that. The secret of success in spiritual life, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of success in spiritual life. One has to, therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments can help one lead to the right path, nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Well, there's a few words here that usually create confusion, like self-realized, satisfaction. One should serve the spiritual master like a humble servant without false prestige. Menial servant. So these have to be understood in context. Otherwise, it may seem that our philosophy is contradictory. So that does that mean that one becomes a spiritual master, he becomes self-realized? Is that right?
Not necessarily, because you can have a Kanishka Adhikari Guru, Adhimani Kari Guru, and Adhimani Kari Guru.
Yes, and what qualifies them as being a guru? How can you be a guru if you're Kanishka Adhikari? What qualifies one to be a guru? If he's a Kanishka Adhikari. I mean, generally speaking, the standard is, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita in the Nectar of Instruction, a neophyte devotee and intermediate devotee can also accept disciples, and such disciples should, such disciples should be on the same level, and should be understood that they can advance very well due to his insufficient guidance. So, what does it mean? It should be understood. Who should be understood? There's so many, unless we are thoughtful and try to assimilate the knowledge, these words just pass over us. Just like a plane passing over this building. We have no idea what's in the plane. It just passes over us. So let's start with self-realized. What does it mean to be self-realized? Yes. And what's the truth? Yes, Krishna is the supreme. So one who knows Krishna directly, then he can understand who he is. So, generally speaking, actual self-realization means to know Krishna perfectly. Because without knowing Krishna perfectly, or at least up to the stage of bhava, we can't actually know who we are. We can know we're the servant of Krishna's servant, and we can act like that so we can eventually realize who we actually are. So there's a difference between theoretical knowledge that I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, and acting like that, and therefore Krishna revealing himself to us, because he is not going to reveal himself to us unless we accept with the fact that we're servants of the servants of Krishna. So, if Krishna reveals that, then as much as Krishna reveals that, to that degree, we make progress towards self-realization. Now, satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master. Now, how do you satisfy the self-realized spiritual master? That will be explained in the rest of the verse, but maybe someone knows. It's always good to memorize these purports that we... What's that? And what else?
Surrender.
He didn't sound very convinced. It's a hard one, isn't it? Submission, servant, and inquiry constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. And Prabhupada writes here, which is inquiries and inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the bona fide spiritual master will not be effective. So how do you satisfy the self-realized spiritual master? There has to be inquiry, and there has to be submission. And unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the bona fide spiritual master will not be effective. Now, if we can even remember or take seriously what those words are, we make a lot of advancement in spiritual life. So again, inquiries and submission constitute the proper what? Bhakti Marco. Combination for what? Spiritual what? Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is inquiries and what? Submission, maybe. Submission. Unless there is submission and what?
Service.
What's that?
Service.
Service. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the spiritual master will not be what?
Effective.
Effective. So, this is important to understand. So there's not only the spiritual master should be self-realized, but even the disciple should know what his duty is. Now, if one is a Kanista Adhikari, of course Kanista Adhikari generally comes up to what's the highest Kanista Adhikari? Before we get too carried away with the meaning, Kanista Adhikari. Oh, you're just a Kanista Adhikari. So who's the highest example of a Kanista Adhikari? Who are the highest examples of Kanista Adhikaris? The four Kumaras, yes, they're the example given in the Nectar Devotion as the topmost Kanishtha Adhikaris. And why were they Kanishtha Adhikaris? Why are they not even Madhyama Adhikaris? Hello? Anyone out there? I'm sorry to get everyone to thinking. It's too early in the morning to think. How is it that the four Kumaras, who could even travel up to the gates of Vaikuntha, are considered to be Kanishtha Adhikaris? Where does that put us? They were able to remain 5 years old for hundreds of millions of years. We can't even remain 5 years old for 5 years. Well, because they didn't actually understand, they were impersonalists. They were impersonalists, therefore they didn't really, they were among the four classes of pious people, the topmost, just ready for self-realization. At that junction, you have a choice. Either you become a Mayavadi, an impersonalist, or you remain impersonalist, become a Mayavadi. You become an Asura Bhavam Ashritya, or you become a pure devotee. You take up devotional service. So they, luckily, they took up pure devotional service. And Madhyama Adhikari, what's to do? A Madhyama Adhikari is what? Sadaka. Sadaka means they try to love Krishna, then the process of developing love for Krishna. So Madhyama Adhikari is after liberation, after self-realization, after realizing oneself to be eternal, which is one stage of self-realization called Brahma-Bhuta stage. Then one is considered a Madhyama Adhikari. Now, and Madhyama Adhikari develops his love for Krishna from Ruchi to Asakti to Bhava to Prema. Madhyama and he knows how to cooperate with the devotees. He not only tries to cooperate, but he knows how to cooperate with devotees. He knows that the goal of life is to attain Krishna. And therefore he doesn't fight over insignificant things because he knows Krishna is happy when his devotees cooperate. And his whole idea is to satisfy Krishna. And he knows Krishna comes to this world to deliver the innocent. Therefore the devotees cooperate to deliver the innocent and to defeat the atheists. Paritranaya sarunam vinishaya tridiskritam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavam yuge yuge. They do this under the religious principles that Krishna establishes. Therefore, Madhyama Adhikari is one who's actually working on the spiritual platform. And Uttama Adhikari is one who's actually situated in self-realization. Now, where does that leave us? We're not the four Kumaras, I don't think. There's more than four of us here, though. But where is that? What are we doing? Where do we fit into the picture? Does anyone know? Do you know, Sridevi, where you fit into the picture?
I don't dare to think too much.
You don't dare to think. Sorry. Well, whatever we may be designated, if we're identified with this body, we must be a Kanishtha Adhikari somewhere along the line. Because the topmost Kanishtha Adhikari is beyond the bodily conception of life. So one identifies with the body. One has to be either sometimes suffering from distress and therefore engaging in devotional service to get rid of the ten. What is the major cause of distress? Does anyone know? Anyone figure out what the major cause of distress in this world is? We haven't even figured that much out. Ananta, what's the root cause of distress in the material world? And what does that cause?
Ignorance.
And what does that cause? Oh, that is avidya. What does that cause? What kind of illusion? Asmita. What does asmita mean? What's that? Yes, that's right. False ego. Not only don't we know who we are, we think ourselves to be something we're not. So it's bad enough to not know who you are. That's all right. But if you think yourself to be something you're not, that's 100 times worse. And what does that cause? Asmita. And what else? Detachment? No. Yeah. And what does that cause? Yes, fear, abhinivesita. Fear, always an anxiety. So our anxiety is, the root cause of our anxiety is what? Hankering, lamenting, which is caused by our false ego, which is caused by our avidya, which is caused by our rejecting Krishna. So rejecting Krishna is the root, and it comes out as fear, hankering, lamenting, false ego, etc., ignorance. So, how do we overcome that? Hearing about what?
Krishna.
Hearing about Krishna. Okay. What's that?
Association
with what? Yeah, well, pure devotees. Generally, when we always answer, any more specifically, Sri Dave, can you answer what does it mean to hear about Krishna? What about Krishna? Do we have 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam? Okay, so which pastime should we hear about especially?
Especially from Chaitanya's Leela.
Okay. And what part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela?
Sankirtan.
Okay, so that's all right. But what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he study?
Bhagavatam.
The Bhagavatam, what else? Bhagavad Gita, yeah. We have to engage in the Sankirtan movement, but in Krishna consciousness, avoiding entanglement with the material consciousness. So, in other words, if out of distress we perform devotional service, then we should know why we're in distress. If out of trying to establish a comfortable lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, we should know what we're doing. If we're if we're on that stage, we're inquisitive, we want to study, we should know that I'm trying to figure out about Krishna, my relationship with him. If we're on the self-realized stage, then I should know I should take up pure devotional service. So we're trying to act on the level of pure devotional service. In other words, we're trying to love Krishna, we're trying to give up hanging and lamenting. That's why we're supposed to chant our rounds and try to pay attention. Try to chant to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. It's not that we do it all the time. We're just trying to do it. And it's not that we always cooperate with the devotees. If you've noticed, sometimes there's some difficult. But we're trying to do it. We know we're supposed to do it in some way. And we're hoping if by following the principles of devotional service, Krishna gives us not only the intelligence how to do it, but the inspiration how to do it also. We're trying to help the innocent. At least we're trying to help them. You go into Harinam, you're distributing books, prasadam. We're trying to help the innocent. But we don't always fully engaged in it. But we're trying, and therefore we're trying to act on the Madhyama Adhikari platform. And we're trying to get off Facebook or other such things. Why are you laughing, Sridhi? we're trying to avoid unwanted association. We're trying. But at least by trying it, then Krishna will help us. He'll give, as much as we're sincere to try, then Krishna gives us the intelligence and the inspiration to do it. where Srila Prabhupada wrote to me, he said, the more you work seriously to help bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then the more he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So Prabhupada didn't say, oh, you're a pure devotee, you're engaged in pure devotee. No. The more you try to work seriously. So we're trying to work on the Madhyamadhikari platform. We're dragged down by material desire. By hankering, lamenting, she loves me not, he loves me, he loves me. We're dragged down by these things sometimes, but then we're supposed to get over it and put our minds back in Krishna consciousness. It's expected that one in the bodily concept of life is going to have some ignorance. If throughout the whole day, 24 hours a day, 365 days, you never thought of sense gratification at all, then you're a pure devotee. So generally speaking, we're going on the unsteady platform. Sometimes we're in sense gratification. Sometimes we're looking for comfort, fluffing our pillow, make sure it's the right, just suitable for. Sometimes we're inquisitive. Hey, what does this mean? It means it's time for prasadam. I knew it. Sometimes we're actually thinking, you know, we're actually our minds, we're actually enthusiastic to actually engage in the Sankirtan movement. I mean, every book distributor, at least from my experience is, you go out there, you're frozen like ice. Everyone who passes by, you think, these people are all demons. They deserve to go to hell. They don't recognize a pure devotee when they see it. I try to stop them, they ignore me, or they say something bad. You've offended a pure devotee. Yamaraj, take note. And after a while, you realize you're a nonsense. You're worse than they are. And you make some little effort to try, and lo and behold, someone stops, and you think, well, what did you stop for? You're not supposed to stop. You're a demon. And then you distribute a book and you feel a little enthusiastic and it grows. Then finally you think you're all powerful. You're empowered with all kinds of mystic powers. And then Krishna puts you back in your place again. So that enthusiasm grows as we're engaged in devotional service, as Krishna reciprocates with us, then we actually want to be engaged in devotional service. It's not just to escape pain and all kinds of complications, or trying to get a more comfortable life, or trying to satisfy inquiry. We actually like to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, but sometimes then we fall back again. So there's waves. Our progress is a little less in sense gratification, a little bit more in comfort, a little bit more inquisitive, a little bit more in being enthusiastic. So it comes gradually. The other things fall away. Disappear as Krishna purifies our heart. And then we were situated in the Madhyamadhikari platform. Nishta. And then from Nishta, Ruchi follows, just like if you keep the iron in the fire, it'll automatically, naturally get hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. So from after Nishta, then Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and Prema, they spontaneously follow. Because they're just the nature of them is so encouraging, so enthusiastic. So we have to struggle. Now, what does it mean, self-realized spiritual master? It means that they have more realization than we have, at least. Because how do we know exactly who's on what level? When we're not on a higher level, we can't really judge who's on a higher level. So Prabhupada said, especially a neophyte devotee, can't really figure out who's the most advanced devotee. Or as Prabhupada said, in the absence of a big tree, a castor bush seems pretty big. So that's all right. As long as the Kanisadhikari guru is preaching the same message as the Kumaras in the simple succession. The Kumaras even have a sampradaya. Of course, there are self-realized souls now. But as long as the Kanisadhikari repeats the same message, then he's bona fide. He's at least to that extent self-realized. Because he's accepting that he is a servant of Krishna's servant, and there's some realization there. And certainly the Madhyamadhikari, an actual Madhyamadhikari, then he's the example for everyone to follow who's not self-realized. In other words, one who's actually trying to, on the Nishta platform, and developing from Nishta to Prema, Ruchi to Sakti and Prema, then he's a perfect example to follow. He's, for most devotees, he's going to be far beyond most devotees in terms of what to do and how to do it. But still, Prabhupada says, the best, as Prabhupada writes in the chapter 1 of the Adi Leela, verse number 47, to be exact, and the exact word is Shiksha Guru Ke Ta Krishna Srup Antaryami Bhakti Shesta Eduri Rup. That we should know that the Shiksha Guru is actually representative of Krishna. That Krishna delivers the soul as Antaryami and the best of the devotees. So Shiksha Guru, Prabhupada said there's two kinds. One who's situated in transcendence and sees everything objectively. They can guide everyone. They can actually unite the society of ISKCON because they're so advanced. They know exactly what Krishna wants to be done in any circumstance. That's Prabhupada's example of that. It's not that everyone followed Prabhupada and therefore there's always complete harmony, but he knew how to create enough harmony, we still have a movement going. On the other hand, those who are not on that level see things more subjectively. That doesn't mean that everyone who sees things subjectively is all, everyone is on the same subjective level. Certainly the Kumaras were on a different level than the sages of Namasharanya, or on a different level than Dhruva Maharaj, and who are on a different level than Gajendra. Therefore they can help us according to their own experience, what to do by repeating the same message they heard that helped them advance. Just like sometimes people claim they're self-realized, but then you ask them, how did you become self-realized? And unless they surrendered to someone who is self-realized, then what is the meaning? How did they didn't, it's just a farce. They're not self-realized. You have to surrender to someone who's self-realized. So then Prabhupada writes, the Acharya, in the true sense of the term, who is authorized to deliver Krishna, enriches the disciple with full spiritual knowledge, and thus awakens them to the activities of pure devotional service, of devotional service. So in other words, everyone, whether one self-realized or a Kanisa Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, one has to follow Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. One has to repeat the same message as the self-realized soul. And if one hears that message and follows it, submissive inquiry about that message, then one will advance in devotional service. That one may, if one tries to satisfy a devotee, an actual devotee who's repeating the message, then one will spiritually advance. If the devotee is satisfied with what? With our inquiry, with our submission, and with our service, then Krishna will help that devotee advance. So it's the loving exchanges with the devotees that help us advance. And if we think, as Prabhupada said, there's no one above me, then one becomes at once fallen. We think there's no one I can serve, there's no one I can love, I'm the only person lovable. Of the only person that could be served, then we once become fallen. So our business is to find someone who actually is repeating and Prabhupada's message, following Prabhupada's instructions, and try to serve them, and their business is to teach us how to serve the other devotees, how to engage in loving service appropriately with the other devotees. Then we have a cooperative movement. Then we actually have a movement working, at least on the Madhyama Adhikari. Although we may have desires, different material kinds of desires, but still we're trying to work on the Madhyama Adhikari platform, and therefore the movement will go forward and will become self-realized. So, I'll stop there because I... we can go on. Any questions or comments? Ultimately, this message is encouraging. We think, oh, we're all fallen souls. I'm a neophyte. Kick me, please. I'm a neophyte. Make me feel good. I deserve to be kicked. No, it's actually encouraging. We should be realistic and be realistic that no matter where I am, if I follow the proper process, then I'll be in the spiritual world very shortly with Krishna eternally, engaged in unlimited loving exchanges with Krishna and his devotees. So it should be very encouraging, but it should be realistic at the same time. Realistic means it should be very encouraging. We have so many devotees to serve, and we think, well, the Messiah hasn't come yet, so I don't know if I can serve. I'm waiting for the Messiah. No, we have so many devotees to serve, so many opportunities to serve in loving exchanges, and if we see every exchange as an opportunity for loving exchanges, then our devotional service will become successful. And if we learn how to do it appropriately, expertly, then we'll make even more rapid progress. Any questions? Yes. Well, she's closer than the internet. We have a microphone. Your message you broadcast.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for this lecture. As you were speaking, I just would like to know how to develop unflinching faith in the spiritual master so that we can follow all the instructions nicely.
Well, the first thing we should do is read the Bhagavad Gita. So we can find out what the spiritual master is saying, that it's the same thing as Krishna. We're developing faith in the spiritual master, not just because we took initiation from him, we sat in a fire sacrifice and threw some grains in it. We're developing faith in the spiritual master when we see he's repeating the same message as Krishna is. And as we develop faith in Krishna, that the spiritual master repeats the message of Krishna, engages us in Krishna's service, in Krishna consciousness, so we develop ecstatic love. We are in that process of developing anartha nivritti, getting free from our anarthas, and getting some taste for devotional service. So when we see that the spiritual master is giving us Krishna, then we develop faith in the spiritual master. And when we see that the spiritual master and Krishna are non-different, that Krishna is giving us instructions from within to inform us what the spiritual master is saying in terms of what he's saying. Because the super soul. Then we develop faith in both the super soul in our heart is there as our spiritual master is giving us more and more realization of him. And the super soul within the heart is giving us more and more realization that my spiritual master is his representative. Then the faith is both of them developed simultaneously.
Thank you. We have a question from the audience. Avadhut Raida says, Bhaktivinod Thakur says, Madhyama stage starts from Nishtha, Uttama Adhikari from Ruchi. This is a bit different from what you mentioned. I am a bit confused.
Well, we're all confused. I don't know where Bhaktivinod Thakur said that Uttama starts from Ruchi. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Prabhupada and Nectar of Devotion says Uttama Adhikari starts from Bhava. And if we have a Nectar of Devotion, I can read it. Do we have a Nectar of Devotion here? Well, these rare books. English, of course, is rare. Do you have one in Slovenian here? Just to confirm, so you know I'm not making it up. Chapter 17. By the process of executing regular devotional service, one is actually elevated unto the transcendental stage beyond the modes of nature. At that time, one's heart becomes illuminated like the sun. The sun is far above the planetary systems, and there's no possibility of being covered by any kind of cloud. Similarly, when the devotee is purified like the sun, from his pure heart there is a diffusion of ecstatic love, which is more glorious than the sunshine. At that time is the attachment for Krishna perfect. Spontaneously, the devotee becomes eager to serve the Lord in his ecstatic love. That stage of devotee is on the platform of Uttama Adhikari. perfect devotion. Chapter 17, Nectar Devotion, describing the platform of Bhava. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam.
One more question, Maharaj.
Okay.
This is from Vallabhi Napin. Hare Krishna Maharaj, I have a question. How is it possible to have impersonal realization when everyone is a person and so everything is personal?
By Krishna's grace, it's called Maya.